Welcome to All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty. This is episode 48 for the week of November 19th. What follows are seven quotations that are related to either a specific date for this week or at least sometime this month. They come from a variety of works published by Lewis over the years. You may have already seen a slightly different version of this on my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. The key variation is that here I'm saying the reference, while on the video version you can notice it for yourself while I read the quotation. November 19th. I saw how fairy stories could steal past a certain inhibition which had paralyzed much of my own religion in childhood. From Sometimes Fairy Stories May Say Best What's to Be Said, an essay in On Stories, published in the New York Times Book Review on November the 18th, 1956. November 20th. What we do, would we imagine, then, is to suppose, with or without the support of explicit images, a reshuffling of universals taken from the actual world. From Image and Imagination, an essay in the book Image and Imagination. The essay was previously unpublished until the book came out November 2013. November 21st. A warning to Wormwood. You will soon find that the justice of hell is purely realistic and concerned only with results. Bring us back food or be food yourself. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 30. First published in The Guardian on November 21, 1941. Also, Chapter 30 of The Screwtape Letters. November 22nd. Screwtape reveals. The general rule, which we have now pretty well established among them, is that in all experiences which can make them happier or better, only the physical facts are real, while the spiritual elements are subjective. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 30. First published in The Guardian, November 21, 1941. Also, Chapter 30 in The Screwtape Letters. November 23rd. Screwtape observes. Whatever men expect, they soon come to think they have a right to. The sense of disappointment can, with very little skill on our part, be turned into a sense of injury. From The Screwtape Letters, Part 30. First published in The Guardian, November 21st, 1941. Also, Chapter 30 of The Screwtape Letters. November 24th. Regarding a sentence ending with a preposition, the silly rule against it was evident by Dryden. I think he disliked it only because you couldn't do it in either French or Latin, which he thought more polite languages than English. From A Letter to Mary Willis Shelburne, dated November 24th, 1960. Available in The Collected Letters of C.S. Lewis, Volume 3. November 25th. To convert one's adult neighbor and one's adolescent neighbor, just free from school, is the practical thing. If you make the adults of today Christian, the children of tomorrow will receive a Christian education. What a society has that, be sure, and nothing else, it will hand on to its youth. From On the Transmission of Christianity, an essay in God in the Dock, first published as a preface to the 1946 book, How Heathen is Britain. Thank you for listening to Weekly Dose of C.S. Lewis Quotes. Again, I'm William O'Flaherty. I hope you enjoy the quotation shared this week and that you will check out the books or essays by Lewis that were referenced. If you love these quotations and the ideas C.S. Lewis brings to the world, you'll find they are even more meaningful when you read them in context. If you want to see a video version of the weekly quotes, then visit my YouTube channel, Knowing and Understanding C.S. Lewis. There's a link in the show notes. As you may know, I'm a strong advocate of being sure quotations credited to Lewis are really by him. In 2018, I published a book entitled The Misquotable C.S. Lewis that presented 75 quotations one should be careful to confirm if Lewis said them, or if he did, does the isolated quote make sense without the context? I've also written an enhanced study guide to the Screwtape Letters called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell. Purchasing my books are a great way to indirectly support my podcast and YouTube video efforts and ensuring they continue to be made freely available to all. Speaking of free, when you visit my website, EssentialCSLewis.com, you'll find early versions of most of the quotations I explored in my book, The Misquotable C.S. Lewis. Plus, I have a Facebook group devoted to the topic where you can submit questions. There is a link to it in the show notes, along with a link to my website. I also have a Facebook group devoted to my website that is the same name as the site, EssentialCSLewis.com. On my website, you can find a weekly article with the quotations, and on the Facebook group, I post the quotations each day. Links to all this, again, are in the show notes. Thanks again for listening. I'm William O'Flaherty, and I hope you will not miss the next weekly dose of C.S. Lewis quotes.